This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 150 for Thursday, November 18th. Ice canola futures are mixed on Thursday, with gains in the most heavily traded front months. The January canola contract rises $10.40 at $1,014.10 per ton. The March contract is up $6.70 at $991.40 per ton. A trader says the movement to roll out of the January contract is much slower today than yesterday. The trader also says the markets are being cautious towards the situation with Vancouver. There are concerns as to when the rail lines will be put back into service to Canada's largest port and if exports should be diverted to other ports. Support for canola is coming from gains in Malaysian palm oil and the front months of European rapeseed. Declines in the Chicago soy complex and the latter months of rapeseed are weighing on values. Tight supplies, price rationing, and uncertainty over this year's prairie harvest are underpinning canola values. The Canadian dollar is slightly lower, with the loonie at 79.3 U.S. cents compared to Wednesday's close of 79.4. The United States Department of Agriculture reports weekly export sales for the week ending November the 11th include 399,000 tons of wheat. Corn export sales are down 15% at nearly 905,000 tons, of which 230,000 tons were sold to Canadian buyers. Soybean export sales climb 13% at 1.38 million tons, while soy meal falls 34% at 183,000 tons. Soy oil comes in at 67,500 tons. The strike at John Deere is set to come to an end after 6 weeks. More than 60% of the members of the United Auto Workers voted in favor of the latest contract offer from John Deere. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Thursday. The January contract loses 12 cents at $12.65 per bushel. December soy oil is down by less than a tenth of a cent at 59.17 U.S. cents per pound. December soy meal loses $4.30 at $3.70.40 per short ton. Corn futures are lower on Thursday. The December contract is down 2 cents at $5.73 per bushel. Chicago oats are stronger, with the December contract jumping 17 cents at $7.56.5. Wheat futures are lower, with Chicago December losing 2 cents at $8.20. Kansas City December loses 7 cents at $8.27. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December pulls back 7.5 cents at $10.17. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday, November 18th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.